feel free right now. Go do what you wanna do. Can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we. No time for moping around.
Time for us to get our focus on health, your health and well-being. Good Day presents Good Day Health. I'm, I guess, Mr. Good Day to some people. Doug Steffen, that's been my handle for almost three decades. So why not carry it on with a gentleman that I have great regard and love for, somebody that I trust with my body and my health, and his expertise and advice have done a lot for me and the people that I care about. That's why he's here, Dr. Ken Kronaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. This is a place, a hotbed of activity for people who have cardiac needs. He moved into this sleepy little town however many years ago, and now it's a very it's a booming place. So lots of folks there have issues. And people come to see Ken from all around the country, not just that region, but all around the country. If you want to visit with him, I suggest you do what I do and call the office at 352-735-1400. If you are new to this program, what we do is take a classic look and listen to the big health stories of the week as published in a lot of the journals, the medicine journals, and they talk about some of the questions that you have, some of the other studies that I've come across, just general information that reinforces your plan, or ought to reinforce your plan, to take good care of yourself. And if you're somebody who eats a lot, and you, when you go out to dinner, or even if you're eating dinner at home and you get up and you're stuffed, there's a suggestion in one of these studies about how to feel full and not really be. Is this like kidding your stomach, having an apple before you eat, that sort of thing, Ken?
It is. It's to try and get that full feeling in a healthy manner. And we often think about having a high-protein snack or whatever, or something to fill us up. But this is out of the medical journal Food and Nutrition this month. Doug, legumes such as beans and peas make people feel fuller after a meal than meat and may help with weight control, so you can achieve that sensation of fullness, you know, after you feel after Thanksgiving Day dinner with either a fiber-rich, low-protein meal such as beans or peas, or with what people usually try to give themselves as a high-protein meal.
Really? High-protein meal. So beans.
That's the other option.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, protein is good because when they start, you know, getting into your stomach and then digesting, the gas created by them goes out, so you have more room.
That's the high fiber, low protein option. That's that may have not been what people thought was be a good way to get filled up, but it is.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right. Anything with fiber. Apples are good if you have an apple before you eat, as I said.
Oat bran is great, high fiber.
Right.
Fills you right up.
All right, that's item number one here. Next is, you're a cardiologist. Let's talk about stress and heart health, because this is a big article this week. Although I don't know that there's anything, there's nothing different. I mean, this is a story. Stress is bad for you, period, end of story.
Well,
so why, what's new here?
What's new here is to try to understand how you can possibly have activity in the brain that will affect the heart. And the mechanism is what's now better understood after this Lancet Medical Journal article was published this week. We know that excessive mental stress contributes to a range of conditions, including high blood pressure, ulcers, asthma, and irritable bowel syndrome. You know, I like to say that mental stress is almost as bad for your heart as smoking is. And this link between stress and heart disease, it has been well established by excellent medical research. The news this week, which you were asking about, explains how these two areas, the heart and the brain, get coupled. So how can an emotion that is constructed in the brain, Doug, influence the physical health of the heart? Well, stress increases the manufacture of white blood cells and bone marrow. This in turn leads to an increase in inflammation. Also, high levels of activity in a part of the brain, it's called the amygdala, which is a region involved in emotional processing, are associated with increased risk of a cardiovascular event, such as a stroke, angina, or a heart attack. And, Doug, increased activity in the amygdala is associated with blood cell creation in the bone marrow and spleen, and an increase in arterial inflammation. So there's the link again. So we now better understand the association between mental stress and the damage it causes in the heart.
Really? All right. Have you seen this firsthand in your clients, some of your patients?
Oh, my gosh. I've seen it. I saw it zero hands. I saw it before we accepted this by good research. And I remember seeing this as a medical student and being poo-pooed by the professors that, you know, that was a silly idea. But I have seen this ever since I was a medical student in the 1970s, that stress is such a huge factor in good heart health. And you have to get that part of your life under control, or you're not going to stay on planet Earth very long.
Yeah. All right. So there's a little... For a lot of food for thought.
And it's personal what works for you. What works for one person with mental stress reduction does not necessarily work for somebody else. You have to find what works for you individually.
Yeah. All right. So there's that bit of info. But here's something that sort of relates to it in terms of your heart health. But smoking, even secondhand smoke during childhood. I was around it. I don't think your parents smoked, but my... mother did. And did your
parents? My parents smoked it when I was at a very young age, and they both just cold turkey
stopped. Yeah.
Well, in the 1960s.
There was a lot of secondhand smoke around when I grew up with my sisters. And apparently, this particular study looks at how you, if you're going to get pregnant, how your body reacts to secondhand smoke. Remember, this is not you smoking, you're being around somebody who smokes.
Exactly. This was published in Tobacco Control the end of December. This is about children being around their smoking family members, the adults in the family smoking around the children. And what was discovered is that, Doug, non-smoking women who were exposed to secondhand smoke as children may have an increased risk of a miscarriage. So this is really pretty amazing. And what they discovered in this study was that the more smokers and the more smoking that the child exposed themselves to, the more likelihood it was that the woman would later as an adult have a miscarriage. So we really want to think about promoting smoke-free homes to protect our children.
Mm-hmm. All right. Think about that. Those of you who are parents, why would you smoke? Why would you smoke at all? Come on. You just end up as a patient of Dr. Ken's.
Well, it is amazing, and I think we've cut it down. You go to Europe, you see everybody smoking. It's really just amazing.
Well, the younger kids starting.
When you were in Israel, what did you see?
A lot of smoking. Yeah, a lot of smoking by people who have never been out of the country, haven't seen how it is elsewhere, which is a factor. You know, travel being worldly, it is. You go to the Middle East, everybody smokes. You go to Africa, everybody smokes. Go to Asia, everybody
Europe
smokes.
Also. Europe, they're thinner, but more smoking.
Yeah. So it's and these bastards from these tobacco companies go around and they go to the less educated areas of the world and they give them out to get people hooked on them, and then they have to, then they start a new market. It's just awful. These people, they're mass murderers, these tobacco companies. Murderers. I mean, how else can you explain it? They are. That's what they kill people. They're legitimate killing machines. Tobacco companies. How can you explain it any other way?
I don't have any other explanation.
There isn't.
I often wonder, the FDA controls so much, why they don't grab that.
Yeah, well, because it's political and there's money in it. That's why. The farmers can't stand up for themselves like the tobacco industry can, so they go chase the farmers around and they leave the tobacco companies alone. Aye. All right, let's pause for a minute now. 15 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen at your side, and working through some of these. We got the stories taken care of with the surveys, but there are a number of other things that are going on that are important, and people are interested in the results of good medical research this week. And speaking of good medical research, one of the things that you like about Superbeats, making it effective and safe, enhances your body's ability by converting the nitric oxide You have better blood pressure. You have more stamina and energy. There's a lot of research that went into this, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. There's a physiologist, a PhD from Baylor University, who's been very much devoting his life to research on nitric oxide. But nitric oxide, the original discovery, was awarded the Nobel Prize, which is an amazing accomplishment. You don't get the Nobel Prize very often in medicine, just once a year for one discovery. And in 1988, this was awarded to the discovery of nitric oxide. That's how important this was. It was awarded in 1998 for the 1988 discovery. Nitric oxide, it's the third important gas in the body after oxygen and carbon dioxide. It's used as a signaling molecule from head to toe. It tells the body how to do certain processes. And most importantly, it also tells the circulation when to relax, open up, and let the red blood cells in who are carrying the oxygen from head to toe to your body.
800-655-4183. We've recognized that what Ken is telling us is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It just works. And it's guaranteed or your money back to do what Ken has explained. 800-655-4183. Order Super Beats now. 800-655-4183.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here, just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Tracy McRae. While still a leading cause of blindness, the news is getting better about glaucoma. In a recent review of medical records, researchers determined that the probability of going blind within 20 years of a diagnosis of glaucoma had
dropped by nearly half. We also found that the number of people in the population who actually go blind from glaucoma had also decreased.
Dr. Arthur Sitt is one of those researchers. Since the overall rate of glaucoma hasn't changed, what does he credit with the significant drop in blindness?
It is a testament to the work that has been done by everyone who's involved in glaucoma research. If you look at better therapies, new medications, new surgical techniques, I think all of that has really contributed to improving how well we can manage the patients with glaucoma.
That said, Dr. Sitt admits there's still work to do, and part of that is getting regular eye exams. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass?
Oh, yeah. Into the jungle.
Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Think responsibly.
Thank you. Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer at today's CES show in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guest preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion-class ocean vacations debut on Princess Cruises' Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.com.
Listen closely. You don't have to live with knee pain. You heard right. If you're 65 or older and suffering from knee pain, you may qualify for an advanced pain-relieving brace at little to no cost to you. Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for knee braces, will work with Medicare or insurance benefits to see if you qualify for these knee braces. Many people are now using our knee brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief they haven't felt in years. The only way to see if you qualify is to call us. 800-816-0365. One of our friendly experts will handle all paperwork and have it delivered for free. Don't let your knee pain turn into something worse. Find out now about these advanced knee braces now covered by Medicare or insurance benefits. Call now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. 800-816-0365. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply. Promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
How are you doing? How's your health and well-being? You're stable, and that's good. Keep your body stable. Me, aware. We're here to make you aware of what's going on in your body, influences on your body, how you can help to make your life longer, more pleasant, happier, fulfilled, all that. Life's worth nothing if you don't have your health. Nothing, zero, nada. Forget about it. So Dr. Ken Kronos is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Good day, health, with a focus on organ transplantation, which rose in our country 9% last year. 33,000 transplants took place, and the number of organ donated in the last couple of years increased by 20%, Ken. There have been some rule changes, that sort of thing, behavioral risk factors, people wanting to live to be old. I mean, I have a very close friend who's 10 years older than I am. Last week I went to see him in the hospital. He'd had cancer about 10 years ago and went through the grist mill of treatment and came out of it okay. He's a wonderful guy. Smoked heavily when he was younger and now has this big lump in his big mass in his lungs. And it's all, the biopsy of it was all slimy and gooey and sticky. And they said, well, you can do this and prolong your life another 4 or 5 months. He said, no. So when I left him the other day in the hospital and I shook his hand, I know he was saying goodbye to me. He's been brought home from the hospital for hospice care, which normally means, what, a week or so?
Is up to 6 months.
Really? It would be that much?
You qualify for hospice if you have 6 months or less.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, the question came up about whether he would have a lung transplant, if that would fix the problem. I don't know. How do you deal? Can you do that? Can you take out a cancerous lung or cancerous organ and put in a new one and expect to be cancer-free?
Well, lung transplantation is possible, but it's usually not. It's very experimental for what you're discussing.
Yeah, so not likely. It's not a reasonable solution to the problem.
It's unfortunately the new options are immune therapy, which are really making some progress, and he must be so far along, and it must be in other organs, or they would have given him possibly some immune therapy.
What is immune therapy? How does that work? How would you use it for this or heart or any? Because we all know, how many times have we said this, if you have a strong immune system, you're not going to have a problem with most anything that comes along.
Well, you know how Jimmy Carter had serious
brain. Yeah.
And they're saying that he is cancer-free, which would be, you know, an amazing accomplishment. But he, among others, have been treated with the cutting edge, which is immune therapy, where you actually stimulate your own immune system to selectively go after the cancerous cells. And this was just a thought. You know, when I was in medical school, we dreamed about being able to do this, but this now is happening. And this is where the real advances are occurring in treating cancers. And Jimmy Carter is a good example.
Yep, and look at how healthy. Look at him in comparison to he and George W. Bush, H.W. Bush, the father, are the same age. The father won't come to the inaugural because he said, I don't feel well enough. I don't want to be exposed to the cold weather and all that sort of stuff. And I think that works. But Jimmy Carter, who's the same age and went through all of this stuff, has done a better job coming out the other end. And one wonders, you know, is it this just this immune stuff? Is it his attitude toward things? Is it his constitution, his makeup, all of those? You just wonder, don't you, about
all of the above.
What the facts are under the circumstances. Exposing children to peanuts early could help prevent allergies later on, an extension of a discussion that we've had off and on here. Is this a good idea or not? I guess you'd consider it's a good idea. Ken and I will talk about that in the next half hour, plus get to some of the questions that are floating around here. Lots of medical information on Good Day Health at 28 after the hour.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen.
Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
Jim owns a gym, and his personal trainers love printing fitness plans. But it takes more than love to run a business, like ink, lots of ink. That's why business owners like Jim go to Office Depot Office Max, where for a limited time, you can buy any HP ink cartridge and get the second one 40% off, online or in store. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're here for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max, gear up for great. Ends January 14th, limit 2.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and accessed it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy is already there.
GEICO presents Unanswerable Questions.
Why are yawns contagious? What makes some ketchup fancy? Or the big one, why doesn't everyone switch to GEICO and they could save 15% or more on car insurance? However, you could be a part of the answer by switching to GEICO and saving hundreds for yourself. Money you could use to purchase bottle after bottle of the fanciest of ketchups.
GEICO, the answer to savings. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
An effective listening strategy for keeping up with the health news. Most people, as they look around, I don't know if it's true for all ages, but certainly when you get to be 40 and beyond, you're concerned. Unless you've had health issues, then you're more aware. But by the time you're in your 40s, you want to know what's going on in your body. That's your job. So we're here to provide you a bit of impetus for that. Well-respected cardiologist Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. The idea of these, of all of the things that have happened in the last, I don't know, 10, 15, 20 years, allergies, and the peanut allergy seems to be on top of the heap. I don't understand this, but I think about a year ago, Ken, you and I talked about the philosophy of feeding peanuts to youngsters when they're first born. Sounds to me like the same strategy as any other immune enhancement, like getting a vaccine or, you know, being around the dirt, increasing or enhancing your immune system. So if you have a few peanuts when you're younger, supposedly your children, these guidelines that came out this past week, exposing infants to peanut products sooner rather than later could prevent them from developing allergies down the road. And as I say, it's not a new idea. This has been studied before, but there's been a lot of confusion from what I remember in our conversations about the details. Do you expose babies in the womb to peanuts? And how did this all start anyway? I just don't think some of these kids are getting the eczema and that sort of thing because of the peanuts. We never concerned ourselves with this when we were kids. You didn't. I didn't.
Well,
so what has changed?
What's changed is how common peanut allergy has become. It's now reported that 2% of all kids have peanut allergies. And when you and I were young, it was probably 0.1%.
Mm-hmm.
And why?
Why?
That's a mystery. And I don't know if it has something to do with, you know, we've talked about this before, the cleanliness theory where, you know, today the parents are so concerned about exposing the kids to germs
right.
at all, and so their immune systems just don't develop early on. And you talk about, you know, bringing the infants to the farm and exposing
yep.
them to everything.
Yeah.
So That's one of the theories. But why is this dramatic increase from almost no one to 2% of all kids having a peanut allergy? Like you say, when you and I were young, we didn't know anyone with a peanut allergy.
No.
But today, they've changed the way they serve foods in elementary school. And you see kids carrying EpiPens. And it's reported 2%. But what has changed in trying to deal with this, when you and I talked last about this in 2015, there was a landmark publication of the New England Journal of Medicine from some clever and courageous pediatricians who actually decided to expose those infants who were felt to be at high risk of a peanut allergy. Instead of keeping them away from it till much later in life, they actually brought it to them as they were infants. And what was discovered was there was a dramatic decrease, like an 80% less likelihood of these high-risk infants then subsequently developing as adults peanut allergy. So that is what has evolved over the last year, changing the whole guidelines from these high-risk kids, you know, the ones who are either allergic to eggs or who have eczema, these patches, patches of skin that become inflamed, itchy, red, and cracked, which we call eczema. When the eczema is severe with the infant, these are the truly high-risk kids, and they're now being exposed as infants to peanuts, and it's working out. And that's what these guidelines are that you're referring to.
Right. You should never give infants or young children a solid peanut, the guidelines note.
And don't do this if your child is at high risk and has severe eczema. Don't do this yourself, because mm-hmm. if they do have a reaction and you don't have an EpiPen, the child won't survive. So right. if your child has severe eczema, talk to your pediatrician about the pediatrician exposing them the first time to some sort of peanut, and then going from there. The pediatricians now know all about this.
Preferably before they turn 6 months old.
Absolutely.
Small taste of peanut butter, peanut powder, that kind of
thing. The powder is what's used. And what they'll do also with the high-risk kids is they'll test them, they'll allergy test them. And if the allergy tests are positive, then the pediatrician will definitely do it themselves with the EpiPen right there close by. If
right.
the child is tested allergy negative, then they'll give them a lot of peanuts and try and make sure they build up some sort of good response to it.
The outgoing Surgeon General says that addiction is a disease. This was the first report on addiction. Instead of a character flaw, it's a disease. You know, there's some people that word disease. Do you think that's overused? Is it, you know, all of these things can be? I remember somebody once said that if you're gay, that's a disease.
Well, I would not group. sexual preference and addiction in the same bucket there, but let's get the sexual preference out for a second.
I didn't mean to. I was using that as an example. I don't mean it to be the main thread of the conversation.
But,
mostly,
but
addiction.
The question comes up usually with addiction: is addiction? You know, do you? I'm going to ask the question, do you blame the individual for their addiction, or is the addiction out of their control? Just like, you know, you don't blame the person that they have an appendicitis because, no. you know, usually
it's... Oh, what a great example that is, yeah.
You know, usually it's not one's fault if you suddenly wake up and you have a horrible bellyache and you need to get your appendix out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's the disease model. You don't blame the patient for their disease. A doctor should never do that. And the question is, should that be brought on, extrapolated to addictions where we don't blame the patient? And, you know, I don't think you get very far with blaming, you know, the patient for addiction. You get over addictions when the patient wants to get over their addiction, and mm-hmm. and accusatory blame initially out just gets rid of the conversation immediately and just cuts the communication. So I don't know if you really get very far initially or ever by just blaming somebody for their addiction. But you get over, again, addictions are very hard to deal with. It was some of the most challenging aspects of medicine that any provider deals with. But yet, step one is you need an individual who wants to change.
Mm-hmm. I know, my son is a drug and alcohol treatment.
Yeah, I'm sure he has an opinion about this.
Yeah, he does. And it's one of the things he finds most frustrating. He's dealing with 14 to 18-year-olds for the most part.
Challenging.
Families that are well-to-do and the parents don't really pay
even
much
more
attention
challenging
to what's going on. Yeah, a real challenge. And he said to me yesterday he felt like he was screaming to the moon because he keeps telling these people the same sorts of things and it doesn't, with some, seem to register. And he gets very frustrated because some of this stuff is pretty obvious as to what's going on. The behavior, what causes it. And they so much worry, the parents worry about what the child is taking. And Brennan said, it doesn't make any difference what he's taking. You got to get him to stop. It's not, why is he doing heroin or why is he doing pill? What difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. What makes a difference is how you get him or her to stop. And you don't do it by trying to find excuses. More often than not, this is not the medical side of it, but the parents are always trying to blame something. They're always focused on the blame game. Blaming never fixes anything.
Well, that's fixing. Well, people who are addicted to anything, and often the people who love them, create their own reality.
Yeah.
And that's how they deal with these things. And until you stop blaming others and own the problem, you just don't solve it.
Mm-mm. All right, let's continue with our conversation. Very instructive. I always find these times with Dr. Ken fascinating. We're going to talk about some upcoming surgery for me, how I have to prepare, and how it may help you if you're facing any kind of surgery, what it is that you need to be prepared for. So I'll be the guinea pig in the conversation as we continue here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus at 43 past the hour.
Looking to become an entrepreneur and purchase your first business? Finitrans Financial has been helping entrepreneurs fund their dreams of business ownership for over 30 years. Whether it's using a retirement plan to buy a business, securing an SBA loan, or utilizing a dozen other options, Finitrans works hard every day to get entrepreneurs the funding they need, quickly, safely, and economically. Speak with a funding expert today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Haiti and the Bahamas are still devastated by the effects of Hurricane Matthew this past October. As a leader in the region, the Sandals Foundation, the nonprofit arm of the Sandals and Beaches Resorts, feels it's our responsibility to lend a helping hand to our neighboring islands. Please donate to the Sandals Foundation Hurricane Matthew relief efforts. 100% of your donation goes towards emergency relief, like water, food, and shelter, along with products to clean and sanitize local water supplies. Donate today by visiting sandalsfoundation.org.
Carnival Corporation announced a travel industry game changer at today's CES show in Las Vegas. According to the company, a quarter-sized disc called the Ocean Medallion will introduce an unprecedented level of personalized vacation experiences for millions of travelers. Debuting on specially wired smart cruise ships this fall, the Ocean Medallion will learn guest preferences and provide personalized concierge services to maximize every second of a vacation. Guests can order food and drinks on demand, enjoy interactive gaming outside the casino, purchase merchandise without transactions, locate family and friends around the ship, and enter their staterooms without a key card. Carnival said the Ocean Medallion is the world's first interactive guest experience platform that bridges the physical and digital worlds to deliver a level of personalized service not previously considered possible. Medallion-class ocean vacations debut on Princess Cruises' Regal Princess this November. Book now at princess.com/ocean or ocean.com.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered. answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Introducing the Craftsman Bolt-On Reciprocating Saw. This saw attachment comes with a 6-inch general-purpose blade and delivers enough power to cut through a variety of materials like drywall, PVC, and even small tree branches. The reciprocating saw attachment transforms the bolt-on base into a portable and versatile cutting beast. Tool-free blade changes make switching out accessory blades easier than ever. Construct your Craftsman Bolt-On system today. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears, Sears.com, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
An extension of Good Day Health, I'm Doug Steffen with some news on a new strain of encephalitis that has been detected in New York City. The species of mosquito that has spread encephalitis around has been a bother this past fall in New York. This strain of encephalitis, never before seen in the Western Hemisphere. There were dead birds that were examined. And so when this happens, you find some dead bird on the sidewalk, somebody picks it up and brings it to a lab and checks it out. And in this circumstance, looking at it and examining what was going on here raised the possibility of this new strain. I love these medical terms, Culex pipinus. All right. It's actually also called the St. Louis strain. Three people dead. 15 more have been infected, according to the CDC. This is a strain that is connected to the West Nile virus, mostly found in Africa. Sometimes it's been found in England around London. It was discovered in birds that died near the Bronx Zoo late this summer. So the people at the CDC say it's an interesting development from the perspective of people who study these sorts of things. It's not a development that is going to affect public health. So that's one of these things. Is it's a big headline, new strain of virus, and you look at a picture of a mosquito and you think, oh my God, what's going to happen? And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, nothing is going to happen. So we weigh all of these things according to their value, and that's why we like to dig around a little bit with them here to tell you what really is stuff that you need to know versus stuff that just is interesting to know, period. That's it. This is Good Day Health. 47 past the hour. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen. The long-awaited surgery on my foot has been scheduled for February the 3rd. It's the removal of my bunion, the strengthening of the tendons in my ankle, the fixing of my flat feet, and other things that are ancillary to it. Four different procedures all in one. And they bring you in 90 minutes before you have the operation. They prep you. They put you to sleep for as long as it takes to get it done. You wake up and somebody comes and gets you and they bring you home. And so I've never had an operation, really. I mean, I've been in the hospital a couple of times for things, my bad back and stuff like that. A collapsed lung when I was younger. But I've never had something like this that was sort of a remake or a rebuild. You hear stories all the time, people getting their knees replaced or hip replacement. And I'm really doing this, as I've said before, Ken, because I don't want to have hip replacement down the road. And if your legs are kind of out of alignment or adjustment, then it can lead to other problems, not only with your hips, your back, all that stuff. It goes all through your body. So when he told me some of the stories the other day, a little apprehensive about it. What do you, if you didn't know me, what would you tell me to do to be prepared for this? Because it happens. I mean, he does these operations. He does 14 of them every Friday from 6 in the morning until 8 at night. That's what they do with this place. So I know, it's UCLA. But what do we need to know before we go into anything like this?
Just to back up, comment on what you did already. You know, in today's reality, the world of full disclosure,
you know, we have to scare you, unfortunately, way too much before we do any procedures, because we have to tell you every possible adverse reaction that can possibly occur or that's ever occurred. So, you know, so you're not rushing for your lawyer afterwards when you have a complication stating you weren't warned. And, you know, then you have to sign informed consent.
All kinds of documents to sign, yep.
Right, that you agree that you've been explained these things. So that's what they're going through. And unfortunately, you know, to most of us, that is frightful. So that's where that is. But the usual good things is to just make sure you take good care of yourself. And you do these things. Eat well, sleep well, limit the stress, minimum alcohol. And just the things we talk about all the time to keep the immune system up is the best thing to do.
Common sense. Dr. Ken, a lot of common sense with him here on Good Day Health. Good.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A friend of mine has spent years in Washington, D.C., and as a history buff, is an excellent tour guide. But he had to stop giving tours of the Capitol's most famous landmarks because the government now says all tour guides must have permits. In New York City, the powerful Tour Guides Association requires a certification test, which all guides must pass to get a license from the city. The test, of course, is filled with mundane details like dates and other statistics that bore most tourists. If we look through the lens of liberty, we can easily see that tour guides are not a threat to public health or safety. What's next? You're under arrest for showing your friends around town?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
See something? Smell something? Do something. When your basement or crawl space smells, don't ignore it. Odors, mold, and harmful pollutants come from too much moisture and not enough air circulation, making your home unhealthy. Do something. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. Experts recommend ventilation instead of dehumidifiers to reduce moisture and expel harmful gases and pollutants. Wave moisture control units continuously dry out your home, transforming it into a fresher, healthier environment year-round. Wave units cost only pennies a day to operate, and there are no buckets to empty. Call Wave today at 1-888-964-9283 or go to dryhousenow.com. That's dryhousenow.com or call 1-888-964-9283.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, medical expert on the program to discuss these issues, the medical news from this week. Exercise in the focus here, as there is all over the place people wondering about this report that suggests that if you exercise over the weekend, 2 days, it's the same as exercising a lot during the week. How is that, Ken?
Exactly. Doug, we all need at least 2.5 hours each week of moderate exercise to control body weight, lower cholesterol, maintain blood pressure, and control blood sugar. People who exercise regularly have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke, and they have lower blood pressure, better cardiorespiratory health, and overall fitness. But the big question has been, do you need to space your workouts out over every day of the week, or is one or two intense workouts just as effective? The results of this study, JAMA Internal Medicine this week, show that so-called exercise weekend warriors get the same health benefits as those who exercise every day. So if you have one or two intense workouts and get the 2.5 hours in one or two workouts, it's just as effective as keeping you on planet Earth as getting a little bit every single day. Good news.
Interesting that they studied 63,000 adults, too, in this study. So it's not just a few people here and there. This is a big study.
Big study.
All right, let's speaking of studies, here's another one that links stuttering to the amount of blood that you're getting in your brain.
Exactly. This is from Human Brain Mapping this week. An estimated 3 million Americans stutter. It occurs most often between the ages of 2 and 6, but stuttering affects people of all ages. Most children outgrow it, but for 25% of those affected, stuttering becomes a lifelong disorder. The news this week is the discovery that reduced blood flow in a part of the brain that's linked to speech may put people at risk for stuttering, and the more the blood flow in regions of the brain tied to speech and language is restricted, the more severe the stuttering. So hopefully one day we can come up with a treatment for this and improve blood flow and get rid of stuttering.
All right. So our continuing conversations about the product that comes from the folks at Superbeats, one wonders how we could apply this, if at all, as long as we talk about Superbeats here as the people who bring us your report. Less blood flow to the brain could lead to stuttering. So if you're on something like Superbeats that opens up the arteries and gets the blood all over your body, does that help to prevent this sort of thing?
Well, we need a study. It's worth trying.
Yeah. Well, this is a study. Take, yeah, Superbeats and put it in. Let's talk about Superbeats and why it is that it works. It opens up the blood, the vessels that carry the blood all over your body, and in 20 minutes you're going to feel like $1 million. What is the medical principle that makes this work?
Nobel Prize-winning discovery in 1988 that there's this third important gas in the body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe, and before they can get into the circulation, they need to spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, like a garage door opener, so that the blood vessels relax and open up so the red blood cell can squeeze in and get through. You need to continuously remake this nitric oxide, so you need plenty of the building blocks of nitric oxide so you can have enough. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, the blood pressure goes up, the circulation won't open up, and the body just won't be functioning properly.
All right, so take Ken's advice and our advice. Everybody that's on my staff on this program is on Superbeats. And Superbeats, as Ken has suggested, is a great way for you to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. He's the doctor. He knows. He's the cardiologist. He deals with healthy circulation issues or unhealthy circulation issues every day, all day. And Superbeats is the way to combat that. Plus, it tastes great. Get a 30-day bonus supply when you make your first call to 800-655-4183 to order Superbeats. You've never been involved before, now's the time to do it, because once you order your first 3 months, you get an extra month free, you get the book Beat the Odds, explaining what Ken has just been talking about, and you get free shipping as well. So go to 800-655-4183 and order Superbeats for a much different and better way of living your life in a healthy way. 800-655-4183.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10, feel the heal. Use as directed.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
When you've been married for 45 years, you begin to...
To finish each other's sentences.
Like how Kmart is now...
A preferred Medicare Part D pharmacy with...
Copays as low as a dollar, which means we save lots of money. So I can finally build that...
Woman cave in the basement. Loretta's lair.
Wait, what?
Oh, you heard me.
Head to Kmart Pharmacy today for Medicare Part D copays as low as a dollar. Kmart Pharmacy accepts most Medicare Part D plans and is preferred in many. Visit any Kmart Pharmacy for details or go to kmartpharmacy.com to find a location nearest you.